Dalit. Also lechol lishlis elishim behem afil shinas ara. Is issa to eat or drink or sleep in a shul, even a shinas ara, even just to take a quick nap, put your head down for a few minutes. Litzarech mitzvah, but when tzarech mitzvah, you're going below yom kippurim. Mutalishin, then it's mutta to sleep. Achiyasrachik min aron hakodesh. You should move away from the aron hakodesh. Achin lechol shom litzarech mitzvah sudash ein bay shikrus lekalus roish mutter. So the Aruch Shulchan tells us that what's considered Sudas Mitzvah, he says, Davka Sudas Mitzvah Shal Talmud Torah, like a Siyum. V'loi Shal Mitzvah Acheres Kesudas Bris Miloi Pinyan Ben Rechassim. Also, the Eilu Zeh Shaychitz the Beis HaMedrash. A Sudas Bris Miloi Pinyan Ben Rechassim, that's also in the Beis HaKnesses, because there is no Shaychitz to the Beis HaMedrash. The Mishmur in Siman Kufin and Aleph, he talks about they used to make a Suda of Ibra Hashana, by Rish Chodesh. So a Zeicha for the Suda that they used to make when they were Mekadosh the Chodesh. So he says over there, he brings the Hagos Smak that will only matter a Sudas Mitzvah. But he says, Lehut of a Sudas Mitzvah, I'll keep going Sudas Ibra Hashana, She'em Bakalas Reish. Sudas Ibershana was a suda that was made with no kalas rosh. It was made with bread and kidneys alone. Fuke, a sudas mitzvah where there could be a shikras, it could come to shikras. That's also even in the Beis Medrash. However, says the Mishmurim, we call makayim anoigin lahakol, those that are noig to be makel, to make a suda, siyum hashas in the Beis Medrash, because mipnei she'in lemokim acham ruvach lezeh, they don't have another place which is big enough. So again, we see over here that just to make any type of Sudas Mitzvah, what you consider Sudas Mitzvah, is lav dafka mutter to be done in a Beis HaKnesses. And the Sharetzin over there, Sharetzin on the Mikom Makom HaNoigim LaHakol, he says, why am I saying that not to be Meicha and there's what to be Semchan? Because you do it, there's the Shittas Ramban, the Rashba and Chubis, that basic Knesset and bubble is made out tonight, and even Bishuvan it's made out tonight, and therefore there's room to be makel, which we'll discuss what that means soon. What does it mean that's made out tonight? The Chstei Chemed is dans, that which they're noig to eat in Zaynis, or to drink Yain Sraf on a yard site. If the yard site, the one that has yard site, he shares with everyone to make a lechayim. So he brings down over there Paiskin, which Taka wanted to ask for it. But then he brings the Archas Chaim that says the minig is to be makel, to make these sudas in the Beis Medrash, because it's kilu, hisnu l'chatchila al-kach. It's as if there was a t'nai mitchila that will be able to make such a, to make such, to share such yain sraf and etc. There's a Chuvas Karen L'David, Archaim Simulam Zayin, also which is Mayrachan, this Indian. And therefore, we find that because of these reasons, the Olam is noig to be makel, to make certain Sudas Mitzvahs when there's no other room that's available or big enough to use, they'll use the basic Knesses.
Does money play a role?
Those people that learn in the Beis Medrash or the basic Knesses, Bikvias, Mutarim lecho v'lishem sham afilu shinas keva, shelo yizbatlu mili mudam. In other words, those people that this is where they learn. So for sure, someone who sits in the Beis Medrash morning seder, second seder, night seder, that's like his bias. That's where he is. So it's mutar for him to eat and drink there, and even to sleep a shinas keva, in order not to be yizbatlu mili mudam. But Lamaisa, we extend it to anyone who's in the Beis Medrash, even if someone just comes for a shir. They're coming for a Daf Yemi shir or a Mishnah shir, and it will help them. It will help them learn or stay awake, drinking a coffee or eating some Zaynis. That would be mutter. But the heter is because it's Shleis Batlu Milimudam. And that's what the Magen Avraham in Kufnu Nalef, he writes, then to him it seems is dafka chichila v'shasiya that was mutan basic nesses. Mishum the loimdim basic nesses. Can the mashma be gemara? V'kolshim base a medrash. It's mutan to eat and drink if you need to. And he says interesting svara. He says because if we're going to tell you that you can't eat or drink in the base medrash, so you're going to have to go home to eat or drink, and that in itself will be a bitul milimudan. But if you're not learning there and it's not a bitul to your limud, then of course you can't eat in the basic nesses. The levush gives a different svar for the heter. The levush says the heter is because it's ki'ilu hisnu, ki'ilu deo masna. Again, he's using this idea of tanai in order to be matir, one to eat. But even the levush also, he speaks that it's only kadesh le'evatlam in limudam. But the heter, kadesh le'evatlam in limudam, is ki'ilu is hisnu. That which could have nafkamin is because there is a discussion whether Kiilu Hisnu works in Eretz Yisrael or not. The Bi'ar Loch and Sim Kufnan Aleph discusses that. Whether we say in Kiilu Hisnu in Eretz Yisrael, we're over there, the Bat Knesias are Bikvius because they're always going to be there as opposed to Chutzarts. We're eventually going to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Bat Knesias might come with us to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not a Kavua. But still, the Bi'ar Halacha says it still applies and we can be makel in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this halacha, I just want to go off onto this idea of Tanai a little. The Shulchan Aruch and Simikufnan Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, speaks that Abu B'Shaz Binyan Beisa Knesses, when one's building Beisa Knesses, his nola of the Shtamish, but they should make a Tanai that they're going to use it. And if you make this Tanai, then it's mutter l'shtamish by b'chorbanai. It's mutter to be mishtamish with it when it will be destroyed. B'chorbanai. Avol b'yishuvai loy mahani tanai. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but while it's b'yishuv, while it's being used, tanai doesn't help. And then he says, even b'chorbanai, you have to be careful what you're using it for. It shouldn't be for a g'nai, like planting or cheshbon shorabim, different ideas. But and then at the end of the Mechavi, he says, "Bamed var murim bebatik nesiyos shebechutz laaretz, aber batik nesiyos shebechutz laaretz lemahani shum tanai." Tanai doesn't help. However, if we take a look at the Bi'ar Halacha over there, the Bi'ar Maschal of the Yishuvai, it's before that they were showing their whole that even in Eretz Yisrael, tanai helps, and even be Yishuvai, tanai also helps. Not like the Mechaber. And that's what was Saimachon. Saimachon, these Rishayim, that Tanai works in Eretz Yisrael and also be Yishuv. There are different tshuvas written with different shaylas where we see how they used this idea. There's a tshuva Zimri Yoisha Chedik Beisim Kuf Tzadi Gimel, where over there, he's talking about the shayla was a basic Knesset that was built with a base medrash and they want to build it in a way that will be mutter to eat and drink in it. And they can use it for what they want. And he has a richas on that. And it's before over there that you could be matter out tonight to build, if you built out tonight. And he says that which we pass on the Shulchan Aruch and Simen, Kufn and Aleph, Sifir Aleph, that be Yishuv tonight doesn't help for Achille Shasiyah. That's dafka when they built the basic Knesset. At first and afterwards, they want to make the tanai. But if mitchila, from when it was built, shaloy l'shem basic kinesis. And afterwards, they were masna. And as when the building was built as a basic kinesis, so you can't make tanai. But if it was built as a building, and then afterwards, they want to be masna, so then tanai helps. Then tanai will help. Now, derech zedi, magnavram, shalomei shavoso. There's a famous piece from the Divrei Chaim in his truth where he's Ma'arich on this Inyan, where he says that, he explains that the Bat Midrashim of the Tzaddikim, he calls it, Le'nivnu L'Shem Basic Knesset L'Shem Batei Vad L'Tamid L'Chomim. Wasn't built for Basic Knesset, it was built as a Bat Basic Vad, a place for people to gather for the Tamid L'Chomim, L'Simchas Mitzvah, and it becomes like Tashmish Mitzvah. That's all it is. Therefore, we make all to eat and drink over there. And in the other tshuvas, the tshuva Devar Yeshua, Chel Beis Simchav, he explains what he meant was that's what's called shtibol, he says. It's called a shtibl, not a basic knesses. Because shtib means a house. It wasn't built. It was built as a bate, as a bayis, a basic vad l'chachamim, not as a basic knesses. And therefore, the tefillin, it is like we get the tafel. The acre was that they used it for his asfus chasidim, for them to get together. But avada, even with Tanai, even with this Tanai, still, you're not allowed to do something which is a bezoyin, because it's mevorin, kufnun, dalet, sifalif, that the rechavashal basic knesses, the street in front of the basic knesses, which was sometimes used for the basic knesses, which has no kedusha, because they were mispal, they only kederach arai, and still the Bir Halacha says, you're not allowed to do something of bezoyin over this. So surely, the basic knesses itself. There's on this Indian also there's a truth in Sheva Levi where the Sheva Levi discusses what are we saying on here in Eretzino HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael to eat and batik siyas batik midrashis sha'oisim sham kiddush v'chein sudas bris mila chasim v'kala chayotibay says after it's before in the Shulchan Aruch l'char that it's asr and the Bir Halacha says even achilas aray will be asa. So unless you say it's achilas mitzvah. But even then, Eretz Yisrael, does Eretz Yisrael work for this? So he discusses this and he says, he brings on the different cards that we quoted earlier to explain why it would be mutter, or he's not so convinced at the end that it's really so mutter. But the Elam's night to be makel based on these svaras that both kinesias are built at Tanai. It's a Suda's mitzvah. It's a gathering of chizik. It's a gathering of bringing us closer for avodas Hashem and all that. Sif Hay in the Kitzur he speaks about kishur boinim basic nesses. When building a basic nesis, you have to show the plans to a Talmud Chacham to figure out how and where and what way to build it. So he doesn't give us pratim over here. I'm going to try to go through different pratim of what he's referring to. So one thing we find is that in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that the Shulchan Aruch has brought down that the basic knesses should be built on the highest point of the city, and also the it should be also higher than the other houses of the city. Simikov Nun Sif Base Ach Shulchan Sif Gimel, and there are different pratim that is brought down in the Achronim. But what's mavur in the Paiskim is that when building a basic knesses, there's a mitzvah to make it beautified, to build a nice building. It should be noi vahada. It should be nice. The Leit Yehuda, he brings down that even though we don't find in the Paiskim any specific tzura of how the building of the basic knesses should be built, and therefore you can really build in any tzura you want. However, if you're building, and he says, but if you're building it in order to look like the batim or the echole of the sarim, kairani aleim, he quotes on them a pasik that he quotes on them a pasik from Hosea, vayishkach Yisrael isehu, vayichen echoles. They forgot the one that created them, and they built these echoles. Therefore, he says you shouldn't be mishana from the minig yishanim, and therefore. Other Achrayim talk about what was the buildings of the Bat. You can see is that were built. As we find many, I think Chassidish Neig, when they build their basic Knesses, wherever it may be, in Eretz Yisrael, New York, they build it in the same way it looks. It looked back in Europe, not just down for shtick, but this was the tour of the basic Knesses that they had, so they built similar to that. If the Maharsham talks about a basic Knesset which was built in a tzura, which is daima to a church. He brings b'shem the Shuvas Arugas Abaisim that that donned up this din, and he says that even the issue is they shouldn't build it like this. But once it was built, you could daven in it, even though it looks like what they use for their services. Rama says b'shasat chak, but the gzeres of malchus doesn't allow you to build on the highest point of the city. It's mutter to daven in a bayis, even though there's a floor above it. In the Sefer Kaf Chaim, he brings down from the Leib Chaim that a binyan of Beis Medrash, it could be built, it should that you can build a Beis Medrash even though it's higher than the basic Knesset, which over there is mashma also that there is the inyan that the Beis Medrash also should be taller than the other houses. But the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch says that this all din were not knowing by Batei Midrashos. And the Chassalaza talks about if it helps maybe to put a flag on top of the building or a pole on top of the building, build something on top of the building so that it should be considered the highest through that. But he says, anyways, you shouldn't be putting flags on the building because it's the derech hamischatshin of the people that are making new things. We're actually having the raising of the flag here today. So with the mayor of Bloomfield is here right now. Anyway, so
Rebbe got muted. Is Rebbe muted?
Zevi, I don't think he hears. You have to unmute him yourself.
Rebbe, we can't hear Rebbe. Hold on 1 second. It's Moto. Yeah, 1 second. Unmute. Ask to unmute. Rebbe was muted for a second.
Whether to take the nations and the Goyim, we could take, but then it comes the issue if you didn't want to use that money afterwards, if you have extra money to give it out to Aniyim, that we don't take from them, money for Aniyim. That's also a separate discussion, how we take money from the government. But we do take the davis from Aniyim. It is mutter in order to build the basic nesses. We'll speak a little more about that because when it comes to a mummer, it's more complicated. If we do take from a mummer, it depends why he's donating the money and what he's trying to do. Mitzvah will continue with some more din that negate to the basic Knesset itself. And then we'll move on.
Okay. Yeshekach Rebbe, question. Is there any nafkamina using a shul for a perm suda? Is that, in other words, if it's still totally to the Tanai or not Tanai?
It's the same discussion and worse because over there the shikras.
Yeah, so the shikras, that's what I was saying. Is there
totally not pashit even with it tonight?
Uh-huh.
So it has to be that you really don't have another place for it. And
so even with a tonight,
well, I'm sorry.
So the Rav was saying that even with a Tanai, for a perm suit, a bedavka, because they're shikras, it should not be in a shul. Rabbi?
I'm not saying not. I didn't say not. I just said it's much more of a shaila then. You have to speak to a Rav about how to do it.
Got it.
Is money a consideration at all?
I can't hear.
Money a consideration at all?
Money?
Meaning you can't afford to buy the highest point of the city. Or earlier, as we discussed, making a bris in a shul is only like a b'dievedic thing. What if you can't afford a hall? Or do you have to spend the money?
Again, it depends what the situation is. You can't afford them because you don't have another place. Right? As we said, if you don't have another place that's big enough or that could hold you, that means you don't have it if you can't afford it. So then you have to find out what are the rules. You know, you have to put something in front of the, is there a chash shikras? Is there a chash kalas reish? Is there a chash of any type of bazillion? If the answer is no to all those questions, so then we could be matter. based on the Tanai. But if it doesn't come to any bezoyin or shikras, then it's definitely not pashut. You can try to pull off the Purim, the shikras is a mitzvah. Depends who you speak to. Some Rabbanim will not go for that, and some Rabbanim will go for that.
The Rav's opinion?
That's what we're talking about. Some people, I think they're goyim when they get drunk, and some people, I think they're yidden when they get drunk. That's what we're talking about. Is it, what they did last year, did they roll in the street, or they spoke the right Torah?
Is it pashut that you could use the mica to extend the height? Also, if you could use a pole or whatever it is, so l'char the mica, agam it's a mitzvah b'nei atzmai, it's still part of the binyan.
Why are you asking about mica?
No, if you were to have the building would be the same height as something else, and if you make the mica a fence higher up, that's pashut, that would be an extension of the building.
It is so interesting you asking that, because I just did that yesterday, because up on the top, the mic was not high enough, so they extended it to be high enough. Okay, that's what I thought you were alluding to.
Google Earth is amazing.
How it got already to Eretz Yisrael, what we did here. Okay. If they use the roof, so then the fire, that's called, that's not, their title was just putting a flag up there and all that. So what's that worth? If they use the roof and the mic is high, so then I guess so.
No, because maybe mic has a dim if it's not a part of the binyan. It's not like, I'm just immediately telling how you learn the sugya of mic. That's all I was asking. But the chayra, it would be an extension of the roof.
Zevi, could you unmute the Rav again? Zevi.
Rebbe's muted. Could Rebbe unmute himself?
I think I have to start over from the beginning.
There must be something up with the volume, because I don't know if he's able to hear. Rebbe, the volume, Rebbe's muted.
Well, Pasha Nad Zeche.
To work on ourselves.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
He doesn't want to answer you.
He doesn't want me to check out the mica that he built over there.
I guess. Rebbe, can you hear us?
Okay, a pleasure, Hebra.
Okay.
What is that?
Rebbe?
Answer questions until 3.
Rebbe?
Yeah, one second. I'll be right with you. At 3, I start. If it's at 2, then I'm one.
So it's a 2, I think, is a better time, unless I'd rather dive in early.
No. So then I slip out of the middle of the second set. I go down here.
Okay, fine.
The 2 is difficult. I already limited my time from 1:30 to 3.
Wow. I hear Shimmy.
Yes.
I hear Shimmy.
Who is it?
Okay. Zevi.
Zevi, Kevin?
Kevin, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be right with you, Zevia.
We're heading out.
Yeah. Serious. We got water finally.
I know.
Okay, well, you gotta do it. Okay. But, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy the time that we did spend. Oh, so you're just asking for today or for the future?
No, just for today.
Oh, for today.
Yeah.
Two, I'll see if I'm not.
Yeah, I wouldn't need the minion.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, Zevi. Zevi?
Yeah, Shalom Rebbe. Rebbe got muted. I don't know what was going on, but Ozzy was asking Micah.
Yes, yeah, so I wasn't clear what he was asking. Ozzy, ask again.
I'm making the assumption that L'chair it's Pashat that if there's a tzad to use a pole and that would extend the height of the building, who had din the Micah, even though it's necessary for the building, it's Pashat that is also a part of the building. And if you make the Micah much, much higher, that will also be considered as if the building is higher.
And that would be considered that the building is high. Okay, maybe.
However, you're gonna have to say Micah. That's where I'm coming from. And if I understood Micah well enough, that it was that there might be a din b'fnei atzmai that has nothing to do with the binyan. So maybe you can't make the tzushah.
I'm not sure what lomdus you're referring to.
Okay.
So it's hard for me to answer that. If you're referring to the Eimek Bracha or to the Rambam, the two dinim in the Rambam, but I don't recall that any of those two dinim has to do with part of the binyan or not part of the binyan.